This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
This is Chris Witz. It's great to share morning devotions with you today. Hope you're well. If you were with me yesterday, I talked about this topic of how to handle rejection. I said rejection can be very hurtful and soul-destroying. Maybe you carry inside you today a feeling that you were rejected, perhaps as a child. Maybe your mother or father rejected you and you've never been able to resolve the issue. I recall Billy Graham once said there were five topics that he could preach about to crowds wherever he went in the world and that everyone would understand what he was talking about. And it's interesting because the five topics were these: dealing with guilt, loneliness, fear of death, a need to be loved, and the last one was what I was thinking of today, dealing with rejection. This dealing with rejection topic is actually a universal problem, regardless of where in the world you are, age or gender. I said yesterday as well that Jesus understood what rejection was like. I'm looking now at Mark 6 in the New Testament, where his friends turned against him. We read this: Jesus returned to his hometown with his disciples. The next Sabbath he taught in the Jewish meeting place, and many of the people who heard him were amazed. How can he do all this? Where did he get such wisdom and power to work these miracles? Isn't he the carpenter, the son of Mary, aren't James, Joseph, Judas and Simon his brothers, and don't his sisters still live here in the town? The people were very unhappy, Mark says, because of what he was doing. But Jesus said, prophets are honoured by everyone except the people of their hometown and their relatives and their own family. And Jesus couldn't work any miracles there except to heal a few sick people by placing his hands on them. He was surprised that the people did not have any faith. So that's in Mark 6, 1-6. So I wonder what Jesus was thinking as he returned to his hometown of Nazareth. At that point, everything was going well in his Galilean ministry. He'd healed many people of their diseases. He delivered a man from demons. He'd called the 12 apostles. He trained them. He preached with authority. He gave great stories, the parables. He stilled a storm. He raised a girl from death to life. And he had a growing number of people following him. So I wonder what he was expecting from these hometown people. Was he expecting a welcome home parade, perhaps a school named after him, a plaque in front of the carpenter shop that said, "Here the Messiah, the Saviour of the world, learned to be a carpenter." Maybe he had hoped for a key to the city. Well, he certainly wasn't expecting the kind of reception from this neighbourhood that he got. And how sad that day really was. Jesus must have been disappointed, I think, in their response to him. They really turned their back on him. And I think there's a difference between rejection from people we don't know very well or we may not like, and rejection from people that we do know well and love. These are the kinds of rejections that I think bother us, and we can sometimes not get over it very quickly. Rejection by our family, of course, that is high on that list, isn't it? Rejection by the people who you grew up with. And what about the other point about rejection by the church? Or rejection at work. As I said before, Jesus probably wasn't expecting that rejection. He didn't question who he was. He didn't try to defend himself. And he didn't deny the hurt that he experienced. That was what Jesus didn't do. But what did he do? He experienced pain, obviously. He reached out to the people. And he went on with this mission in life that his father had called him to. He went on, actually, to the next village. So I think, actually, as you think about it, it gives us some idea of how to handle rejection, how to deal with rejection. And I think it's important to let God determine your worth. Don't let other people determine your worth. We can admit when rejection hurts and keep going with life. Admit that, and then we can reach out to people who are in need, in spite of how we feel, and to touch them with the love of God. So there it was, the mission. So have you experienced rejection and perhaps discouragement? Jesus then, who also experienced rejection, understands, and he comes to you with a sense of healing. Well, dear Lord, we all face challenges. We sometimes face rejection, things that we haven't faced before. We pray for courage, for strength and wisdom. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.